Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, the Bible says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." My 57+ years of living, I've heard many ideas what people say we will be like in heaven. From being ghost-like spirits to everyone will be 33.5-year-old men in long white robes. Why do humans not just accept what God says in the Bible? Not only is heaven real, but those there and those who are already there have real bodies that make them independent just like they are here on earth. When we die, we do not become angels. Angels are created beings of the past. And they were created, I don't know exactly how, as humans were created. We will no more become an angel than we become a cow or something else. God never has anything change life forms. This is why a horse and a cow don't reproduce. This is why a dog doesn't become a corn plant. Angels are not human. They are angels. They're just like a man, but they are an angel. None of us have been to heaven and back. None of us can say with certainty that we have seen something with our eyes. But all of us have the Word of God and what He says. So let's use the Word of God and put our minds to the Word of God to see what God told us about what we will be like, our bodies will be like in heaven. Number one, we will have a body of flesh in heaven. Job 19, verses 25 through 26. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 40 through 54. Did you know that after Jesus died and was buried and resurrected, Jesus appeared to the disciples and many others in a body of flesh and bone? Luke 24, verses 34 through 40. Now, I want you to notice the Bible says that we shall be like him. He had a body of flesh and bone. That means we will have a body of flesh and bone. He was not just a spirit or a ghost. He was not some little Casper the Friendly Ghost kind of caricature. No, he had a body with flesh and bone. Our heavenly body will not be able to sin. Our salvation is eternal. And the blood of Jesus regenerated or regeneticized us so that when we get to heaven, we can have a body that will not die. Number two, we will recognize people in heaven. It's amazing to me that when Mary saw Jesus on the pathway there in the cemetery, that she saw the resurrected Jesus and she knew him. 1 Corinthians 13, 12. We will not all be 33-year-old males identical looking to Jesus. We're not going to be a heaven full of robots. Genesis 1, 26 and 27 said that man was created in God's likeness. I want you to notice in 1 John 3, 2 that it says, we shall be like him. It doesn't say that we will be identical to him. He made us as individuals. Why would he change it there? On the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus recognized Moses and Elijah, and they weren't the same. And he introduced them to Peter, James, and John. They weren't the same. I believe when Peter, James, and John died and went to heaven, they remembered seeing Moses and Elijah when they got to heaven. Number three, my heavenly body will be like Jesus's. 1 John 3:2, Philippians 3:21. It will not be that we will all look the same, but we will have similar bodies, just like we do now. Psalm 17:15. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your body and my body is very similar, though they don't look the same. We all have the same body type parts. Males have certain type, ladies have certain types, but contrary to what people are trying to teach today. But a person's body is similar, even though it doesn't look the same. Number four, this is something that I'm looking forward to. I believe that our senses in heaven will be as God intended and not limited by sin. What do you mean, preacher? I believe our eyes will see better and at a depth that we've never been able to see with here on earth. I know in 1 Kings, it talked about Elijah's servant, and he could not see, and he said, open the eyes of the young man. He was able to see things that he could not see normally. I'm colorblind. I see color, but I don't see it as everyone else sees it. I believe when I get to heaven that the colors that I will see will be much more enhanced than what I see today. I believe that our taste will be enhanced. Our smell will be enhanced. Our hearing will be enhanced, only to hear the good things. When COVID came out 3.5-4 years ago, I ended up with it, and I've lost my sense of smell and taste. I haven't smelled or tasted anything in almost 4 years. And I believe when we get to heaven that those things will be restored and better than ever. Number five, we're not all going to wear dresses and robes in heaven. Revelation 6:11, Revelation 7:9 through 14. The word robe is the word long clothing, not dress. We will be covered. God isn't going to make a man wear a woman's clothing or a woman wear a man's clothing. I believe that that will be differentiated still in heaven. God's not going to change his idea of dress standards in his house any more than he wanted for his house here. Number six, heavenly travel will be nearly immediate. Jesus traveled from earth to heaven and back in just moments. Mary saw him and told the disciples and then he appeared before them and had been to heaven and back. John 20, verses 17 through 20. He went through a closed door and walked into a room. He descended to the heart of the earth and set captivity captive. Gravity will not affect our bodies there. Number seven, we'll eat in heaven with our heavenly bodies. Jesus ate after the resurrection. He ate bread. He ate fish. He ate honeycombs. He'll have the marriage feast of the Lamb in heaven for us. There's angels' food, which is manna. Now, we won't be dependent on it like we are here, but we will eat. Hey, our bodies in heaven are going to be something. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.